Listening Library presents On the Horizon. This is the author, Lois Lowry. For Howard, with love. Part 1. On the Horizon. On December 7th, 1941, early on a Sunday morning, Japanese planes bombed Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. Most of the United States Pacific Fleet was moored there. Tremendous damage was inflicted, and the battleship Arizona sank within minutes with a loss of 1,177 men. The bombing of Pearl Harbor that day was the beginning for the United States of World War II. I was born in Honolulu in 1937. Years later, as I watched a home movie taken by my father in 1940, I realized that as I played on the beach at Waikiki, USS Arizona could be seen through mist in the background on the horizon. That morning, they had named the battleships for states: Arizona, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Nevada, Oklahoma, Tennessee, California, Maryland. They called them she, as if they were women, gray metal women, and they were all there that morning in what they called Battleship Row. Their places, the places of the gray metal women, were called berths. Arizona was at berth F7. On either side, her nurturing sisters, Nevada and Tennessee. The sisters, wounded, survived. But Arizona, her massive body sheared, slipped down. She disappeared. Rainbows. It was an island of rainbows. My mother said that color arced across the sky on the spring day when I was born. On the island of rainbows, my bare feet slipping in sand, I learned to walk and to talk. My Hawaiian nursemaid taught me her words with their soft vowels. Humu humu nuku nuku apuaha, the name of a little fish. It made me laugh to say it. We laughed together. A nui nui meant rainbow. Were there rainbows that morning? I suppose there must have been. Bright colors as the planes came in. Aloha. My grandmother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?